On today's Talking Puck podcast, we get into something a little different. This week, the NFL changed its overtime rules, and largely in response to what happened in the playoffs between Buffalo and Kansas City, for those who may not know, essentially, the game was decided on the flip of a coin. Buffalo called tails, lost the toss. Kansas City got the ball, went down, scored, game over. Buffalo never touches the ball. So, the NFL has decided it's going to change its overtime rules, but only in the postseason. What about the NHL? Should there be any change in hockey as to what's going on right now? Is what we're doing right now acceptable? And what about the row column? Should the points change? Mike and I are going to get into those things on today's podcast, so stick around. And if you like what you hear, please subscribe. We appreciate you, and we love bringing you great hockey talk. The Talking Puck podcast starts right now. Hello, everyone. Welcome into the Talking Puck podcast. Tom Callahan, Mike Haynes here with you. We broadcast live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. We invite you to join our live show. We love comments from everybody, and we talk about the topics of the week. But we also drop these podcasts, and if you like what you hear, please give us a follow. We appreciate that. Also, follow us on Twitter. I'm at Callahan on air. Mike is at BusterTheDog33. And Mike, interesting news coming down this week out of the NFL. As we saw this past, and I mean, I realize not everybody's a football fan, so brief overview. Buffalo Bills, Kansas City Chiefs, a lot of people regard it as maybe the best football game in the playoffs, including the Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely it was. Yeah, so, I don't, that shouldn't even be a debate, should it?
Here's the thing. It goes to overtime, and in the NFL, it's a coin flip. Who's going to get the ball first?
Yes.
College football decides it a little differently. They let the teams actually have, you know, their lasts, if you will, as we used to say on a playground. You know, each team gets an opportunity to try to score in overtime. Not so in the NFL. So here's the interesting thing is coming out of all of this, and they've been talking about changes before, didn't seem to be appetite for it, but now this game, everybody said, how fair is it that Buffalo never got to touch the ball in overtime, and Kansas City went down and scored one? So the NFL has announced new playoff overtime rules, not for the regular season, but for the playoffs. Now, both teams will have the opportunity to possess the ball in overtime in the postseason. If the score is tied after each team has the ball, the next score wins. And if the team kicking off to start the OT period scores a safety on the receiving team's initial possession, the team that kicked off wins. So in the unlikely event of a safety, right off that opening overtime kickoff, you win. But otherwise, each team gets a chance with the ball now in overtime. As far as OT goes, I guess that's the NFL's version of, well, let's try to make it fair. But other sports, like the NBA, you play a time period. The NHL goes 3-on-3 overtime for 5 minutes, and then they go to the shootout to decide things. And baseball just keeps playing until we figure out who wins. So when you hear these overtime rules, what are your thoughts as far as not only what the NFL is doing, but just in how other sports and the NHL manage their overtime situations, regular season and playoffs? Because in the playoffs, obviously it changes. In the NHL, you just keep playing.
Well, first of all, even what the Buffalo Bills and Kansas City Chiefs had was an improvement on what it used to be in overtime in football. Remember, there was a point where if you got the ball, you won the coin flip, you had it, and you kicked a field goal, the game was
over.
And so, but they, at least they changed that, you know, to you had to score the touchdown. I don't mind the college football. I don't mind that at all. I think it's warranted. After that was so, unless you're a Chiefs fan, that was so dissatisfying as a football fan, especially as a Bills fan, after that phenomenal game with teams are going back and forth and up and down the field, not to be able to give the Bills a chance. I think it's a good move on football's side. For hockey, it is fascinating to me, and I know I talk about this a lot, but it's just the world that I live in youth hockey, how because the way the NHL does their overtime, and you remember this playing in youth hockey, there is a time allotment. Hey, if your midget team is playing the other town's midget team, the ice rink has allotted you an hour and a half. That's it. They got the guy, the Zamboni guy is coming up because there's ice to go next, right? You can't keep pushing this back. You can't play three overtimes when you're in youth hockey. But they at least now have started, at least locally here, they said, okay, we've at least going to give you a 5-minute 3-on-3 overtime. Because it's after you watch the NHL time, it's so dissatisfying to have a tie. It just really is. Even in youth hockey, where you're restricted by that time, this is hard. I am not the purist. I did not have a problem at all with the shootout. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. I thought the fans enjoyed it. But I worked with some analysts who hated it, who thought that this was not real hockey and that you're only using a handful of players to win a game, not a team to win the game. But I don't know. I'm not a former NHL player, so I was fine just as a fan watching it. The only thing, here's what I would change, though. I'm sorry, I took a long road to get here. Is the points. I really believe it's win or lose. 2 points if you win, no points if you lose. I think that's what has to change. I think there needs to be more urgency in order to win.
Okay, that's an interesting one, Mike. I like that. I am, if we want to talk points first, and just to give my quick overview of my views, I never liked the shootout. I was not a fan of settling games that way, but I will say this, as I saw a fan reaction to the shootout, that I'm not going to say I love it, but I like it because the fans like it. That's why I like the shootout, because I see how excited people get for it. Do I?
Yeah.
No. So two things. When it comes to points, I would go 3-2-1. And I know there are all those people going, well, yeah, total points in a season, you'd completely destroy all the record books and all that. Come on. We play more games than we ever used to. Nobody complained about that. When all of a sudden we're playing 82 games and for a little while, 84. Whatever. Those kinds of things aren't super important. You know who the great teams are.
Right.
Number two. So 3-2-1, meaning 3 for a regulation win, 2 for an overtime win, and then your loser point if you need to keep that. I think, though, what I would change, let me throw this at you. I want to go to a 10-minute 3-on-3 overtime, because I think if we do that, we will almost never see a shootout. And at least 3-on-3 is closer to 5-on-5, closer to quote-unquote real hockey. And that's the way I'd like to see the majority of games settled. I don't think most teams can make it through 10 minutes of 3-on-3 without scoring a goal. I don't.
But leave the shootout just in case.
Yeah, leave the shootout there. But I think you wouldn't need it 90% of the time. Imagine how close it is in a 5-minute OT period, especially that last minute. You know how crazy it opens up.
Yes. I'm with you about going to 10 minutes if they keep my point system of 2 points for a win, 0 for a loss.
And really create the urgency.
You just have to really go for it. Yes. I just see too much. It's even in regulation, we're playing for the point. We're playing for the point. We're going to get a point no matter what. We're getting a point.
Right.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all. Don't enjoy that. That just going into the defensive mode of let's just make sure we get a point out of this, especially on the road. You see, we go in. It's a tough barn to play in, and especially a team that is not as good as the other team, and they're just playing for a point. I don't know. I definitely like the idea of going to 10 minutes to 3-on-3. But I'm a big believer in you win or lose the game. You don't get a point if you lose.
Time for a quick break, then back with more of the Talking Puck Podcast in just a moment. You know, here at Talking Puck, we generate a lot of media on different platforms. Open Media's 4K download suite makes my life a lot easier, and it can help you too. Whether you need to download audio clips, convert streams to audio, which we do a lot of here, creating slideshows, or even need help with your social media accounts like Instagram and TikTok, there's something for everyone, from casual user to pro. Use our special link, bit.ly/4kpuck. That's bit.ly/4kpuck to receive a special discount of 25% off your purchase. That's bit.ly/4kpuck. Talking Puck is now on Signal to Noise Radio every Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. Signal to Noise is one of the fastest growing internet radio stations, and now they have merch. Help spread the word about Signal to Noise Radio with t-shirts, stickers, keychains, and more. Shipping is direct and free. $25 gets you a t-shirt, while keychains and swag packs start at just $7. Order today at stnradio.com/merch. And thanks for your support. Now, back to the show. So, Mike, if I'm going to concede to your point system, which I'm not, but if I were going to concede to your point system, yeah. What your system does, though, eloquently dismisses the garbage stat of regulation and overtime wins. Nobody cares about this column until the last week of the season.
Or row, right? That row thing.
Yeah,
right. I mean,
which stands for regulation and overtime, or regulation and overtime wins, because shootout wins don't count as row wins. So, for example, Florida, 44 wins, 41 row. No one cares till the last week of the season because it is a tiebreak. All of a sudden, people care at the end, but I think it's useless. And I don't think it has. That was the NHL's nod to trying to motivate teams to win in overtime. I don't see it. Teams still play for whatever they're going to play for. Because if you get to a shootout, you like your shooters, you think you're going to get 2 points out of it.
Right, right. But, I think it come from that New York Rangers-Philadelphia Flyers series? Remember when the Rangers lost the game and they didn't have enough points, but if they had had more row, they lost in a shootout at the end of the season and didn't make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Right? That's where it came from, and I think the Rangers just pestered the league and said, this has got to change. But I don't know. I would rather see the points being so important that the players have to play with urgency during the game. And the thing that messes it up is the shootout. I agree that if you just eliminated the shootout and you said we are going 10 minutes of overtime, 3-on-3, and it's 2 points for a win, none for a loss. And each point, if you end up with a tie after those 10 minutes, each team gets a point. I'm good with that. I just think you have to have the 2 points and no points for a loss, and to get to that, I'm willing to eliminate the shootout.
Let me also, Mike, point out that there's a little bit of a shocking thing as I look at shootout records for a lot of these quote-unquote skilled teams, or even just even the good teams. Pittsburgh, how different would Pittsburgh be? They're 3-6 in shootouts this year, and especially you think of the talent on that roster. But here, let me give you the teams that are 500 or worse in shootouts. Carolina, Pittsburgh, Florida, Tampa Bay, all worse than 500 in the East. And in the West, worse than 500, St. Louis. And teams at 500 include LA is 500. There was another one at 500. Boston is 500. But Nashville's 500 in shootouts. You don't think about that. But then Edmonton, 3-0. Calgary, 2-0. Now, that's not a lot of shootouts for them. Vegas is 4-1. Some teams are better at it than others, and it gives them an advantage. But again, do we go back to the argument of, and I will support this every time, I would always rather see a game end in overtime.
Hmm. Yeah. I would concur. Again, if you change the point system for no points if you lose in overtime, I just think it'd make the game that much more exciting. The players playing with that much more intensity. And, it's not just the skill of the players in the shootout. It's also about some goaltenders are great goalies in 5-on-5, but they're not good with those shootouts. where and vice versa. Some goalies are just. I saw Varlamov. To me, was the best goalie I've ever seen in shootouts. He had this ability to outweight shooters, and he's so quick. He was almost unbeatable in shootouts. And you can look at his career record in shootouts. It's phenomenal. He may be the best. So that gave an advantage. It's almost like I remember thinking, if they get to the shootout and Varlamov's in goal, they're going to win. I don't know. Just uncomfortable with that. I understand the excitement. It was fun. It's great to see the skill, the imagination in the players and in the goaltenders. But I don't know. My final answer, Regis, is 2 points for a win, none for a loss, 10 minutes of 3-on-3 overtime.
Okay, I can respect that. And, you know, if you're a team like Edmonton, you look down the bench, you're super comfortable going to a shootout. Mm-hmm. You're fine. You're like, okay.
Well, the other thing with the 10 minutes, though, Tom, which I love that. I love your idea of that. The reason being, in 10 minutes, you can't play the same guys for 10 minutes.
Right. Yeah, you can't rotate 2-3-man units.
In those 5-minute overtimes, it's almost like the shootout. You're only seeing your really top skill guys, and the rest of everybody's just sitting on the bench watching a handful of guys play.
Yeah,
I think if you play 10, you're put the third line's going to get out there at some point, and your fifth and sixth defenseman probably going to have to get out there probably at some point. I just think that makes it more of a team game.
It also opens up the possibility, I think, of having a penalty or two show up in overtime, which they do now, but it's rare.
Yeah, it's rare. Sure.
So, all right, I think we're coming out of this, Mike. We're agreeing on we'd like to extend the overtime. We disagree on the points system.
Yes.
But
tell me again, explain to me why you don't like my points and why you think 3-2-1 works.
The reason I like a 3-2-1 is because I think it'd be easier to pass that for owners, GMs, and what have you. They'd be more amenable to, well, I still get my point, than completely cutting off the point system. I don't think you're going to get the brass to come off it. If I could support that just for the nature of the beast and does it make hockey better, it certainly might make it way more competitive if you know you're losing at any stage of the game and getting no points. I just don't think that's going to be an acceptable solution. So 3 points for regulation win. 2 points for the overtime win. And again, you keep that point for losing an OT or a shootout or whatever. That's how I would do it. But that's also how you reward the push. And here's the other reason why 3 for regulation. You reward the push to win in regulation, in real hockey 5-on-5 situation. Because if you need that third point at any point in the season to jump a team or whatever, or if you clean up those points, I think it over the course of time, Mike, we're talking about the potential to leave 82 extra points on the table. I'm not saying every game's going to overtime, but you understand what I'm saying. That's a huge disparity for teams that are more capable of winning in regulation versus pushing it past regulation. I think it does inspire.
All right, I'll say you have convinced me that 3 points is the way to go in regulation. 2 points for an overtime win. But I can't concede that 1 point. I understand what you're saying about getting owners to agree, but I do. You know what? You've convinced me. I do like 3 points for regulation and 2 points for overtime. But I'm going to stick, Regis. I'm sticking with no points in a loss.
And I think you've made it even harder to impress the owners with your plan.
I know.
But again, I appreciate what you're saying because you're trying to just push them to win and you know, say, hey, if you lose, you lose.
Right. But I love your you have convinced me that winning in regulation is worth the extra point rather than winning 3-on-3 hockey.
Yeah. And kind of, and by the way, soccer, which is a little bit where I borrow the point system from. Also, can we just have one overtime standard across all of national, international league play?
Right.
Right. It's so confusing. Some places golden goal. Some places is, well, we're going to play two extra periods, then we go to penalties. Some places go straight to penalties. Just fix it. Somebody pick a standard and stick with it.
Well, also, it feels some... I used to broadcast a lot of Colorado Rapids games, and it always seemed... And I'm not a soccer expert at all, but it always seemed so arbitrary to me, the extra time. Like, it would just be 3 minutes.
Wow. Well, really? The injury time at the end, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, wow, really? Okay, all right. It just seemed arbitrary to me. So anyway, that's a podcast for another sport.
Yes.
We start doing soccer talk on Sunday nights. talking soccer. we'll discuss that. But all right, you know what? We're fairly close on this, but I'm fascinated to see what people think, and everybody's got an opinion on this one. This is a hot topic, I think, among hockey fans.
It is. So Mike and I are going to have to go back to the bargaining table. We'll resume talks tomorrow. Send coffee and donuts. We will hash it out. So thanks, everybody, for listening in. Follow Mike on Twitter at BusterTheDog33. I'm at Callahan on Air. Don't forget, we are broadcasting live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern time on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. And also subscribe to the podcast, like, follow. And you know what? We appreciate you being here. So for Mike, I'm Tom. We will talk to you next time on the Talking Puck Podcast.